Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Josh Hallam, and welcome back to another Just Films and That new release review. This time around, I'm going to be reviewing The Iron Claw. As I've done with the others, I'll try and keep this as spoiler-free as possible, but if you don't want to know anything at all, make sure you listen to this after you've bloody seen it and enjoyed some wrestling. Although, I will say this, actually, it is based on a true story, so it's quite hard to skirt around the reality of the story without spoiling it, but I will do my best. Whilst I've got you, if you could give us a little rating and review after you've listened to this, it would be massively appreciated. Okay, in terms of the plot then, it's basically a sports biographical drama about the Von Erich family, who were prominent in the world of wrestling, primarily in the 70s and 80s and early 90s as well. The film focuses on four brothers of the family, their relationship with their father, and the so-called curse of the Von Erichs that seems to follow them through their personal and professional lives. So, what did I reckon then? Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really solid, well-told sports biographical drama with a little bit more emotional edge and tragic edge as well to a lot of them. So it felt a lot more like a personal family story set within the world of a sport rather than the other way around. It's pretty powerful stuff. That, you know, it's down to some really excellent writing and directing from Sean Durkin, who wrote directed it. He's not someone I've heard of before, or, well, I've heard of him, but I wasn't really familiar with his work, and I can definitely see a bright future ahead of him. I think he explores some really good themes in this around things like family, you know, the power of ambition and drive to corrupt and poison toxic masculinity as well. So whilst it's one of these films where it's set in quite a specific world that you think you'd need to have an interest in or care about, like any good sports drama, you don't, because this is fundamentally, it's a human story. The cast are great in this. You've got Zac Efron leading quite a large sort of ensemble type cast, and he absolutely kills it. He's, you know, he's really physical in it. He's in, you know, he's bulked up for it. He looks really good. He looks like a wrestler, but he's also got great emotional range as well. You know, he is fantastic in this, and he is, you know, I think he's deserving of all the plaudits that have come his way so far and probably will come his way. In terms of the rest of the cast, everyone does get their moment to shine. So you've got great little moments and performances from the likes of Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, if you don't know who he is by name. Lily James is in this. She's great. Harris Dickinson, Maura Tierney, Stanley Simons, who's a newcomer, who's great in this as well. And Holt McCallany, who's in Mindhunter, who I hope I've said that right, but he's really good in it as well. He plays the dad, and he's got a performance where he's got a lot to do, but has to remain sort of stoic and hard-edged. But, I mean, the dad's an absolute beast, to be honest, based on what I know from this. And he really pulls it off, because I really did hate him. The film is also great in terms of the authenticity of it. From, you know, it's set in the 70s and 80s, but it doesn't do that thing where it really bashes you over the head with it and you know, gets too involved in the fact that it's set then. But it does, you know, there are moments in this where it looks like that grainy old home video, or it feels like it's paying tribute to the films of the 70s, like, you know, Raging Bull, for example, or in fact, I don't even know Raging Bull is the 80s, but there's definitely a touch of Raging Bull in there, or I don't know, something like the sort of, think of the grey brown wash of something like the French Connection. Not only does it look great as well, but, you know, it is a film set in the world of wrestling. The wrestling scenes look really good as well. I don't think it should go without saying that this sort of thing takes a lot of work from the team, the choreography, and the actors as well. So, you know, fair play to all involved. In terms of things I wasn't so keen on, that there isn't really much, really. There's nothing I could put my finger on. I wanted to like it more than I did, but it's not that I didn't like it. I just wanted it. I wanted to be more blown away than I was. But that might just be my own personal taste. I found it a little bit slow in places, and I wasn't the main issue. I'd say is I wasn't as emotionally moved as I'd like to have been. But again, that could just be the mood the film caught me in, or a little bit of a lack of interest in the subject matter. But listen, playing devil's advocate against myself, there was a good few people in my screening who were in floods of tears at the end. So, and that includes my partner as well, and she was sitting there watching it with me. And we've been together for nearly 15 years, and I've actually never seen a cry at a film before. So obviously it really spoke to her on a personal level, and that is due to a sort of a family wound, shall we say, that's unfortunately really, really fresh in our family. As I say, in terms of how it affected me, it might just be that it didn't catch me in the right mood, because I will cry at anything if I can get the chance. Look, to say two things, I'll say two things to finish. Now, normally here, I would say, get out there, make up your own mind, and thank you very much for listening. And I am saying that, but I'm going to say something else. If you don't want to hear spoilers, stop listening here, and thank you very much for listening. However, if you're still listening, thank you. And I do want to say this film has a really, really powerful ending with a really affecting and well-delivered line from Zac Efron, who obviously, as I've said, is brilliant in this. It was easily one of the most affecting lines I've seen in recent memory. I got out the screen in about 3 hours ago, and I'm still thinking about it now, and I'm still affected by it. And whilst I didn't cry, it's something that's very much sat with me. Essentially, after the tragic films, eventually the film of unfolded, which, if you sort of catch my drift, there's a lot of loss and grief in this film. Zac Efron's character is a little bit older, and he's watching his sons play football, as in American football, and there's a tear that sort of rolls down his face, and they come over and ask him what's wrong, and he just pauses for a minute in tears and says, "I used to be a brother, and I'm not a brother anymore." And I just found that really, really affecting. But anyway, listen, look after your families, guys. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye from me. Cheerio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.